Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I'm looking forward to this. My boy, Big Dog Fletch, London Fletcher, who was, let's face it, I'm going to have to start introducing him as, and listen, if he was humble, which he's not, because every commercial break during Tops, he tells me how many tackles he made and how great he was in high school basketball. I'm going to have to start introducing this guy as a future Hall of Famer. He's eligible next season, and he's eventually getting in. It's my Tops teammate, a great player, 221 straight starts, a tackle machine, Fletch, London Fletcher. What up, Fletch? How are you today?
What's up, BT?
What's going on, buddy?
If you don't promote yourself, who will?
I'll do it for you. I look out for you a little bit.
You'll do it, and then I'll do it myself also.
Nobody trumps London Fletcher's horn like London Fletcher. And before we get into the football, I got to tell you, the video that I saw on Instagram, I guess that was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, with your daughter hitting that 3-wood from the fairway. You might have a little something there, Fletch.
Yeah, she's that was her first time golfing, BT, and I was pleasantly surprised with her swing. I felt like she's a gymnast, so she doesn't have a lot of time to do other sports. But I looked at her and I was like, you got these long arms, you know, nice-sized hands. You're going to play another sport. So golf could be a lifestyle sport for her. And she enjoys to go out there and hit some balls around with her brother and myself.
Nice.
I took my youngest out too. From time to time.
Yeah. No, I know you guys don't live, you're basically on the golf course. You guys get out there a lot, or at least you try to. So let me ask you this, Fletch. I introduce you as future Hall of Famer. Eventually you're going to be a Hall of Famer. We both know that. What is your reaction? I haven't seen you post this on Twitter. I haven't talked to you about this yet. What's your reaction? What T.O.'s doing? How he's going to handle this with his enshrinement?
You know, I was surprised that he opted not to attend the event. I guess I should not have been surprised when you think about T.O. and kind of his, you know, persona, mm-hmm. kind of how he's done things throughout his career. You know, when you look at him being upset about not being a first ballot Hall of Famer, second ballot Hall of Famer, and he had a gripe because when you look at everything, you truly just base it on his performance and his production on the field. There's no doubt that T.O. should have been a Hall of Famer. Hey, you know, the voters, they did what they did and whatever. But I looked at it as an opportunity for, you know, for T.O. to dispel any misconceptions about his personality, about him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to hear his story, and that's one of the great things about the Hall of Fame, you know, inductions. You get to hear the story about what motivated the guy, what you know, things that they went through to get to the point that they did to become a Hall of Famer. You know, was going to be an opportunity for him to, you know, thank everybody who meant so much to his life. And I know he'll still do it.
Yep.
But I just think it's a little bit different because if you think about the Hall of Fame ceremony and that induction, it's really a celebration of football, of the game of football. And I think, you know, celebration of the greats. And T.O. was a great in the game of football. So I'm disappointed. I know moving forward, he'll probably regret not having that video of his bust being displayed in front of, you know, everybody and having that video for his children.
Yeah.
He had to always go back and look at it. So I was disappointed just from that standpoint.
Well, and he's got an interesting story. I mean, listen, he wasn't a top 10 pick, didn't play at USC, didn't play for the Buckeyes, didn't play for Bama. And I'm certainly not going to put this young man in the Hall of Fame yet, but I would imagine, because those who don't know, you know, Fletch is a Cleveland kid, and he's still a Browns fan. I mean, you are one of the few retired athletes that really still loves an NFL team. It's amazing. I love that you still do that, because we talk about this all the time on Tops, whether it's on the air or off the air. And I think that knowing your road, you know, how you started playing college hoops and then you transferred and you weren't drafted, you were an Ironman, we all know that. I would imagine that you have to have a lot of respect for you know, the path that Baker Mayfield, who is now going to be the quarterback of your hometown team, that he's taken to get here. You know, he had to walk on to a couple of teams. It didn't come easy. How do you think he's going to do this year, and what's your first impressions? I know you still got a lot of people back there in Cleveland. What are they saying about Baker?
You know, BT, we had Baker on our show during the season after he won the Heisman.
That's right.
I'm an Ohio State fan in addition to being a Browns and a Redskins fan. So, you know, I was I had preconceived ideas and thoughts about Baker, you know, based on his personality and how his persona is on the football field. And he was legitimately nothing like that. I mean, it was he was very humble. You could see his just appreciation for what he was able to accomplish, thanking his teammates and all the things like that. I think Baker, he's in a great situation with being in that quarterback room with a Tyrod Taylor. He doesn't have to start right away. You know, he can come, he can learn from a veteran player, learn what it takes to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And I without a doubt know that the playing quarterback in the NFL is the most difficult position in all of sports because of the commitment that it requires of your time and also the dedication to be able to do it at a high level. And it's great when you're a rookie and you don't have to kind of learn it on the fly, learn it on your own. He can go, he can learn from Tyrod, see him prepare, not have to take that beating and go through all the growing pains, so to speak, as a rookie. And I think, you know, moving forward up to Cleveland, they would love to not have Baker take a snap this year. Hopefully Tyrod will be the quarterback all year long. And I think that will serve him well if he can just sit this full year out and then assume the starting quarterback role next year.
Yep. Talking to London Fletcher, of course. Fletch, now this is season number 5 for you. Bart Scott was on the first year, and then he went to the NFL today. And this is season number 6 for me, for Adam, and for Amy. And it's around the corner, man. I mean, it's coming up pretty soon before you know it. And I certainly want to ask you this, because the way this is, yeah, I thought outside of this Jameis Winston and LeSean McCoy situation, this summer felt a little, and I know that those are two big things, but it felt different because last year and the year of Deflategate and how many games was Zeke going to get suspended, it was just, it never ended. Like, what's going to happen? Like, this summer's been a lot about football outside of those two, albeit big instances. And then yesterday, out of nowhere, the Dolphins dropped this, where the AP actually got word of the policy here. And now we've got the joint statement from the NFL and the NFLPA. Here's what I want to ask you. What do you think? If this wasn't walked back, what do you think would have happened inside that Miami Dolphin locker room? Because the word is that Adam Gase was the one who wanted to implement this 4-game suspension. And I can't imagine guys are going to want to play for somebody who was willing to do that. How does this unfold in Miami?
Well, I think it's interesting, you know, when you look at how this is now the third year that the national anthem protests are still in the headlines with the National Football League. And I think, you know, the NFL really created this year's headlines themselves by coming up with that that policy that they did earlier this offseason. I think it was really dying down, and players were starting to look at different ways where they can protest and impact and get their message out there. But then when the NFL implements this policy, and then you see the Dolphins come out with their intentions, whether they were going to truly suspend a player or not, we don't know. But the fact that the NFL was requiring all teams to come up with a disciplinary policy, or what were they going to do? Were they going to choose to fine players or suspend players, or were they just going to be like the Jets, acting owner
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson said, I'm not going to do anything. I'll pay any fine that my players have. And so there was not going to be uniformity amongst all 32 teams. But, you know, from the Dolphins standpoint, I'm sure there would be some players that would feel a certain way and still maybe protest. And I tell you what, there was going to be a major fight on the NFL's hands to try to suspend a player for conduct detrimental for standing during the national anthem. I just don't see how you can that was probably not going to fly under the collective and bargaining agreement.
That's crazy. Well, listen, just one of many topics I know we'll tackle. We'll do a Tops preview show. We'll get to the rookie quarterbacks, coaches on the hot seat. Obviously, you and I, and of course, Adam and Amy and the rest of the crew, been getting after it all season, and I got to bounce. But I know I texted you this, but I wanted to get this on the air. Congrats again. Amari Spellman is related to Fletch, so I'm really happy he got that first-round pick, that guaranteed contract, and he looks pretty good in summer league, or he looks pretty good, and I'll be seeing you pretty soon, brother. Thanks for hopping on, Fletch.
I appreciate it, BT.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.